A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. The double election. Now, Conrad's death in 1254 left William of Holland as the sole claimant to the title King of the Romans. Despite this, the papacy was in no hurry to crown him or anybody else Emperor of Rome. Germany was itself a divided country ruled by powerful magnates who wanted no interference from a powerful king, let alone emperor, and who were desirous to maintain their own authority. Frederick II had rarely set foot in Germany and let the various princes of Germany do whatever they wanted to, good or evil. When Frederick's son Henry had attempted to check the power of the barons and princes, he was deemed a rebel and imprisoned by his father. By this time, Germany was ruled largely by seven magnates who had gained the sole voting power for king. Well, later those would probably be turned into the seven great electors. When William of Holland died in 1256, the magnates delayed on a new election until called upon. The Archbishop of Cologne told the electors that they should elect someone rich enough to support the title, but weak enough that the electors wouldn't have to fear him. As a result was large-scale bribery and a double election. Alexander IV had forbade the electors from electing Conradian under the threat of excommunication. The only two other real candidates remained, Richard of Cornwall and Alfonso the Wise. Richard of Cornwall was the son-in-law of Frederick II, an earl, and had become one of the richest men in England. He had fought in the aftermath of the Fifth Crusade and been considered a candidate for the King of Sicily by Innocent IV. He was also the second son of King John and had acted as regent for Henry III 1 year and when he was out of the country. Alfonso the Wise had become King of Leon and Castile. He was the grandson of the Emperor Philip, and his mother was the granddaughter of Frederick Barbarossa. He was a scholar who modeled laws of Castile after Roman law and had done much to unite Spain against the Muslim states. Along with the King of Aragon, he was the most important king of Spain and also aspired to German inheritance. Both Richard and Alfonso heavily bribed the electors. Initially, Alfonso gained 4 of the 7 votes, but one upon further payment changed his vote to Richard of Cornwall. He ventured to Germany and was crowned King of the Romans on May the 17th, 1257. But when 3 of the electors who had voted for Richard found that they received less money than the other electors, they protested by belatedly changing their vote to Alfonso, who was unable to come to Germany on account of concern for Spain. Richard, therefore, stayed in Germany and tried to gain support of the crown through lavish bribery. He won the support of the Rhineland, but was unable to gain further support when he was forced to return to England in 1257 to aid Henry III against some of the barons. He returned to Germany in 1260, but barely stayed a year. Pope Alexander IV did little to resolve the double election, and when he died in 1261, his pontificate had amounted to very little. Manfred had succeeded in taking most of Italy, Constantinople had fallen, Crusade of St. Louis had been abandoned, the Mongols were invading the East, and a double election made the imperial dignity seem a joke. On August 29, 1261, the former Patriarch of Jerusalem was made Pope under the name of Urban IV, a Frenchman. Urban was never able to live in Rome, as the Roman people were now in open defiance of the popes. They favored Manfred and rejected the papal dictators. This may be one reason that a Frenchman was elected pope. The papacy had increasingly fell ill with the Roman people, and not many years later, the papacy would even move to France, making Avignon its capital. Regardless of the intent, it was clear by now that the papacy was at odds with the very people who lived in the papal estates. The war in Italy was becoming a personal one, and Pope Urban had no time for the double election, so he put it on the back burner. Throughout his short tenure, Pope Urban completely ignored the double election and left it unresolved at the time of his death. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.